Hey there, Weber podcast listeners. I'm Connor Cyrus, one of the hosts of Vermont Edition, and I wanted to let you know that this podcast has been edited to make it a little bit shorter and a little bit sweeter so you only have the good stuff. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy.
Senior year of high school, you remember that, right? College applications, prom, senior skip day, graduation, and soaking up friendships because life after high school seemed so new and so adventurous. The class of 2022 is no different. I recently visited Burlington High School, which has seen a lot of changes in the past 4 years. I spoke with Peter Kuipers, who you'll hear first, and Rebecca Cunningham, who you'll hear next. You'll also hear from Kamar Ibrahim. You'll recognize her voice when she starts to talk about pursuing her education at CCV and bringing her family to Hajj. That's a pilgrimage to the holy city of Mecca that all Muslims are meant to take at least once in their life. The conversation starts with me asking, what are your plans after graduation?
After graduation, I have a job at Quinneyasca during the summer, and then I'm going to go to University of Miami in Florida, but hopefully I'm going to go and take a gap year. I still need to be approved, but so I'm waiting to hear back from them. I want to study marine sciences.
Right now I'm working on finding a summer job as well. That's still happening. And then in August, I will go to Princeton in New Jersey. Which will be a big shift for me, but I'm looking forward to it, and I'm really interested in international relations and political science.
I want to ask you what your experience was like when you opened your, or I guess you don't open letters anymore, when you opened your email and saw that you had been accepted into Princeton. I mean, that's a huge accomplishment, and congratulations on that. So what was that like, getting that acceptance email?
I was super excited. I was definitely surprised. I spent a very long time on the application, worked really hard on it, but it's also just like I knew that the chances of getting in were so low that I wasn't expecting anything. I was a little shocked, honestly. It took me kind of a couple days, I think, to really process the fact that like that's where I would be going to school.
And how about you? What are you doing after graduation?
So I want to become a registered nurse. I'm going to go to CCV and get my prerequisites done. I also plan on saving money to bring my parents to Hajj because it's always been something I wanted to do. And my parents have worked so extremely hard to, you know, raise me and my siblings and put their dreams aside for me and my siblings to get an education. So I do want to give back to them. Eventually, Vermont Technical Center has a college. They have a really good nursing program, so does UVM. But yeah, I'll transfer, get my bachelor's degree, and then over the summer, I'll just work as an LNA because I'm doing a BTC program to get my license.
So tell me more about you wanting to give back to your parents.
Well, I have immigrant parents. My parents came here from Somalia. And when they tell me, like, the stories and, like, their lifestyle and how they grew up, it is so different from the luxury that I live in today. Like, they didn't have clean water. They didn't have access to an education. It wasn't even a choice for them, you know? Like, I have that choice. They didn't have that. And so just like seeing my dad work his butt off for us, like even despite being tired, he would still go to work. My mom who stayed home and, you know, who put wanting to be an entrepreneur and like get into the business field aside for us. And because I have five siblings, I have five sisters. It's just like I need to give back to them. It just has to happen.
When it comes to your high school experience at Burlington High School, you have had to deal with a lot. You've had to deal with COVID. You've had to deal with a new building. I mean, you're right now we're sitting in the old Macy's building. So when it comes to your high school experience, like what comes to mind and how do you reflect upon your high school experience?
I think what comes to mind, and it's something actually that I get from my ultimate coach, is he says, like, it's always fighting through the adversities. And I think our class has fought through a lot, like you said, from COVID to then PCBs, to then moving here, change in principal, change in superintendent, and we've been able to stick through it all. We've been able to have a good time. I think that's what's gonna like stick with me.
For me, something that stands out as something that's just been like a really important part of my high school career is how unexpected everything can change and everything can be. So I started high school kind of as a soccer player. I started high school with ideas of what classes I was going to take. And I thought, like, I talked to a lot of people above me and thought I knew kind of what I was going to do and what high school was like. And I've always been someone who kind of looks forward a little bit and has things planned out and likes that structure. And then everything just totally fell apart within 2 years with COVID and Macy's. And so it was this adjustment. I switched sports because I made different friends, and I took different classes because there were new opportunities and new ways of doing things with the schedule last year. Really important for me in just having flexibility to kind of pursue what I'm interested in at a specific moment and think about the situation I'm in and how that impacts my decisions and my future.
Yeah, so for me, my sophomore year was terrible. And that's like kind of right around when COVID hit. So I actually remember specifically I was telling myself once that Monday comes, because it was like a Monday that school kind of shut down or whatever, or people had like the option to not come to school if they wanted to for safety reasons. I was like, I'm going to come back to school and I'm going to do good. Like, I'm going to start going to my classes. I'm going to start getting my grades up. And then COVID hit. And then that was a big change, because then we started doing school online. Like, getting into the Google Meets and stuff was difficult. And for me specifically, because I have, again, 5 siblings and I have a lot of family, so my like cousins would be over and stuff, and it's so loud and I can't hear my teachers. It was just not good. But then quarantine was really nice for me because it allowed me to grow. The reason I was doing bad my sophomore year was because there was just a lot going on in my personal life. My uncle had cancer. A family friend died. That was like the first time a death really affected me, because she was just like one of the most sweetest people I knew. So for her to die how she died, I was just like, it like unexpected. Like, I just was not expecting it. And I think the biggest thing I learned was, again, like Rebecca said, I'm like somebody that likes to plan and I like that kind of structure, but life is unexpected. Like, I'm sitting here with you today. I could be gone tomorrow. And so just like living my life and trying to be present.
Awesome. Yeah.
And so then, as you reflect on senior year, your final year of high school, and as you're making plans, as two of y'all have said, that that's really important to you, what has that experience been like from start to finish? I mean, graduation's less than a month away. So how's that been? And tell me, let's reflect on it.
Gone by way too fast. I like, I'm trying to see, like, remember where the time went. Like, it feels like just yesterday that I got into like all the classes for the first time and seen all my friends. Yeah. And I also think my senior year, I was able to really like take advantage of the relationships that I've built with like teachers and faculty, and just appreciate the like friendships that I've made, and appreciate how, you know, school can be fun. And it felt like freshman through junior year, just kind of like school was school. And so I came here, you know, I have my friends, and it was fun. But like this senior year, it's really felt like I've been able to do a lot. And I joined more clubs. I'm on yearbook. And so I think I've really taken advantage of the opportunity, and I've really just enjoyed this last year.
Do you have a favorite memory of this past year that you're going to look back on, you know, and tell your friends in college about? One that you can share with us.
So it was the fall, and it was fall sports. It was a boys soccer, varsity soccer, against our rival CVU, and it was away at CVU. And so, like I said, I'm on yearbook, and so part of yearbook is to take photos. And so me and only 4 other friends decided to get out of class with our parents' consent. And we drove to CVU for this game. And so we were down, I think, maybe 2-1 or like 2-2. We were down 2-0, and then we came back and tied it 2-2. And so one of the goals, my friend Emmett and Henry, we have a big BHS flag. And so during one of our goals, they ran across the field in front of the rival section waving the flag. And so I took a photo. And so that's something that, yeah, I'll have the memory of, and I'll have that picture.
Did y'all end up winning?
No, we ended up we ended up tying. But you know, I think if we had more than 5 fans, I think we would have won. But shout out to those 5 fans to come in.
Let's reflect upon the senior year for you.
Yeah, so senior year for me, like Peter said, has gone by really, really fast. I think the first half of senior year was kind of consumed by college applications and thinking about what's going to happen after senior year finishes. And so that was honestly very stressful. So I spent, you know, a lot of time writing, a lot of time filling out applications and forms and thinking about college decisions and, you know, if I'd get in and that kind of thing. So that went by slowly, and I think kind of took a lot of my mental space and mental energy. And so I wasn't kind of thinking about, oh, I'm in senior year now, I have a year left to graduate. Once kind of December rolled around, second semester rolled around, I've been spending a lot of time with new friends, old friends, thinking about, you know, oh my gosh, I have, well, now 3 weeks left until I graduate.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite memory that, or a memory that sticks out that you are either really proud of or you just think is really funny?
So in the fall as well, we hosted it was kind of a play on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. We hosted our own kind of version of a Macy's Day Parade. And it was a Friday before break. We had a bunch of different groups make floats and dress up in costumes. And then we have this senior band in our school, and they were playing drums. And we kind of walked around Macy's in the spirit of a Macy's Day Parade. And it was really funny because, I don't know, we used like the freight elevator to get the floats up the escalators. And yeah, it was just a super cool moment where everyone kind of came together in a celebratory way, which I think hadn't happened in a while.
How about you? Let's reflect on senior year.
Senior year was good for me. I think that, you know, the change from junior year, from sophomore year to freshman year, I definitely see the growth within myself, and I think that's the best part of it. But I definitely went by way too quick. Like, I literally remember my first day, like, what the heck? And I think going to BTC, doing the program, has really opened like a door of opportunities for me. So I'm glad I did that, even though I was like really nervous to do it. Yeah, I think it's been nice. And I've gotten really closer with my like little friend group, which is nice. Yeah.
And then do you have a favorite memory or something that sticks out as, I guess, the epitome of what senior year means to you?
Well, I've gotten really close to my friend group, and I think that, honestly, like, just all the memories we've made have been so much fun. I remember all the times we used to go to the basketball games. Oh, them things used to get on my nerve. We would go, and, like, everything would be good. Like, the boys would be winning, and then out of nowhere, the other, like, the rival team would win, and it's just like, ugh, I remember we used to complain like dummies.
Do you have senioritis?
Absolutely. Hell yeah. Are you kidding me?
Do you have senioritis?
I have mixed feelings at the end of senior year. I think there's a piece of me that's like finding it's really nice to relax. And also, like, we just finished all of our AP classes, and so we have no tests and no projects. So you could, yeah, sure, I have senioritis, but it's also like we don't have any work. So I don't know if it's coming from that or coming from like some, yeah, I think it's coming from that. I think that's what's happening.
Do you have senioritis?
Yeah. And to go off of what Rebecca said, it's kind of bad for me because I had two AP classes, and so those classes are now done. But then I do have one class that I still need to do work, and so I'm kind of in this, like half of my classes and, like, the majority of my classes are, like, no need to do work, and I can just, like, check myself out. But then there's, like, one or two classes where it's, like, I need to focus, and so I've noticed I'm kind of struggling, like, getting into, like, the zone of, like, all right, now I need to do work. So, yeah, I would say I have senioritis.
Oh, senioritis. Just to let you all know, the work never ends. That was Peter Kuipers, Rebecca Cunningham, and Kamar Ibrahim. Those are three Burlington High School seniors sharing their reflections of finishing high school during the pandemic. Good luck to them, and good luck to the entire class of 2022. Y'all have certainly been through a lot.